You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
And we should make no mistake, this nuclear option is ultimately an example of the arrogance of power. It is a fundamental power grab by the majority party.
Welcome to Larry Connors, USA. Crane Durham sitting in for my friend Larry Connors, the great Larry Connors, someone I had the privilege of working with in the past and watching way back when. And those are memories of when I guess people trusted the news more. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Really, Crane, do you think? Yes. Well, there's the press conference. Did you see the press conference yesterday? President Biden weighing in on practically everything and not necessarily answering a question. It was quite bizarre. And Mark, I want to pull a montage because I've got a lot to say in a little time, and that requires a montage. You got to have it? Awesome. Yes, one would be great. Thank you.
There was a lot of frustration. I often see empty shells being shown on television. People are paying more for a pound of hamburger meat than they ever paid. Very few schools are closing. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and they pull up to a pump and all of a sudden instead of paying $2.40 a gallon, they're paying $5 a gallon. Should we have done more testing earlier? Yes. Did we have it at the moment exactly when we should have moved, and could we have moved a month earlier? Yeah, we could have.
So, a lot there. And President O'Biden, because this is just a slower version and a less articulate version of President Obama. Now, I did a show every day during the Obama presidency, and there was so much material available every day because it was an assault on policies or through policies that assaulted what I interpret the Constitution to be, and pushing policies that have historically failed. Okay? So if we have history and we learn from history and we recognize human nature, President Obama was oftentimes lauded for his ability to speak. And I say, yes, he can speak much better than his vice president and always has been able to do that. But the message is the same. It's just muddled. And coming from a man, bless his heart, that doesn't seem to be understanding the urgency of solving the problems that we are facing today. Giving an example, he was talking about gas prices there. That was interesting, wasn't it? Now, we know what he did. He closed down the Keystone Pipeline. So he limited our supplies, restricted our supplies, and then he asked other countries, Middle Eastern countries, OPEC, to help us. Does that make any sense? I mean, think about it. We're going to stop being a producer and an exporter, which happened under President Trump. It was awesome because gas got down to $2, $2.50, $2.25, and even lower at times. And I remember during the Obama presidency, yes, why am I going back to Obama? Because nothing has changed. Oh, some things have changed because a policy has been articulated and carried out, and there are consequences to that. And that would be Afghanistan. That's the one thing President Biden said that he is unapologetic for. Was it the one thing? No, it was. No, but he was very clear that that disaster that we'll learn about a little more later on in the program, that disaster he is proud of. Awful. On the flip side, we're going to break down the speech, look at the policies. Crane Durham sitting in for Larry Connors. Larry Connors, USA.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Larry Connors USA, Crane Durham guest hosting. Thank you, Larry. Honor and privilege as always. I got to say that when President Biden was doing the press conference yesterday, I caught pieces of it. And then I went back and wow. Yeah, take that one in. Because I actually, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, much like James Rosen asked the question about the polls. James Rosen, formerly of Fox News, now I believe is with Newsmax. And James Rosen asked the question about Americans trusting his mental state of our president. And it was something to see how the polls reflect. They don't have confidence, paraphrasing here, but they don't have confidence in his ability to do his job. And understanding that, and he takes it in. But when I saw President Biden, I saw a man who seemed lost, absolutely lost. But you can count on something when there's a Democrat in the White House, at least since Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton actually started to listen to the American people in his second term. Actually, it was more like his end of his first term going into the second term, and then he co-opted and he had tax cuts. A lot of people don't understand that we were coming out of a recession at the time. Going back, this is Bush. President George H.W. Bush was coming out of a recession at the time, and then raising taxes actually stalled us and hurt the recovery. But it was a recovery, and that was enhanced by capital gains cuts and taxes, too, I believe. And he would not have had success if it was not for Newt Gingrich and the Contract for America. It's amazing what happened. He was failing miserably. Everybody was thinking, this guy's a one-termer. He's a Carter. And lo and behold, there's a midterm election, and it's a huge win for the Republicans. And President Clinton shifted. And it was very interesting because he went back to being more of a new Democrat. And he talked about the era of big government being over. Yeah. So when people talk about the history of things, I referenced this in the first segment, but when people talk about the history of our country and policies, it doesn't take a rip in Einstein to figure out that when you regulate something to a greater degree, when you go into a particular sector of the economy, let's just say education, or we can look at healthcare, it retards the system. And it does not allow for people to identify a price that is based on the provider and consumer relationship and the concept of scarcity. I digress. I don't want to go in the weeds here. I just want to tell you that when we have cut taxes and regulations, we have seen a tremendous benefit from that. Guess what? Freedom works. It's a great thing. And so maybe as I'm listening to President Biden, who used to really get me chapped, and don't get me wrong, he still does when he talks about Afghanistan, what he did in Afghanistan, what he said about Afghanistan, and we turns out to be not true. Wow, really? That wasn't true? No, okay. Not tethered to the truth, no. I'll give you a report down the line. But when I hear him say things, it's in the softer voice of a man who is just trying to get through the press conference, standing. And then he gets occasionally angry, and he comes across like a guy picking up a aluminum can on his lawn. And I don't begrudge the person who's picking up the aluminum can on the lawn at all and shaking their fists. I do have a problem with a man who is answering the challenges of our current state of America, and one of those challenges being crime, and the other being inflation, because it's hitting us in every way. And it's an urgent response that we need. We need the Giuliani effect, the Ed Koch Giuliani effect. When Giuliani was elected mayor of New York. Another theme there. I want you to keep on this theme about history, about policies working and personalities occasionally being used to sell policies that do not work. Because everybody's asking what's wrong with President Biden, what's going on. He's failing. His policies are failing. He's gone further to the left of President Obama, big time. Thank you, Dick Cheney. It's true. And when he does that, he exacerbates problems. And he communicates to the rest of us that he doesn't really have a problem with security. He doesn't worry about getting mugged or a family member. No, he just doesn't. It's not urgent. There's no sense of urgency. President Trump, during his campaigning in 2016, certainly understood that. He would take a policy and say the consequence of that policy and why people were going forward and saying this is a problem and it's an urgent problem. There's a huge crime problem across the United States. Murder rate skyrocketing, highest in 25 years. So you have this problem. We're afraid. There's fear. There's a risk, a higher risk, to go out and take advantage of our wonderful freedoms. Simply walking down the street or parking your car. Yeah, it's happening. And it's brazen. We see it in San Francisco, and we see it in New York. In those cities, what's the common denominator there about those cities? I don't mean to get off the theme, but, oh, they're run by Democrats. That's it. So, again, connecting the dots is not that hard. You have failed policies being reintroduced, attempting to be passed, and you have a man who is trying to sell it, and he does not have an ounce of what President Obama had in the way of charisma. And he would be able to misrepresent so often. President Obama did this, misrepresented things because of the language he used to put it in. But he would also have members of his administration come out and say horrible things, and meaning, okay, horrible things when talking about race, comparing people to the era of Emmett Till, the idea that hands up don't loot. I mean, hands up don't shoot. Pardon me, I get mixed up every now and then. It's hands up don't shoot. That was a complete lie. All right, so I go back to that, and you have speeches given by President Obama that are at times palatable. When you look at President Biden, you've got the same kind of policies, maybe further to the left just a bit and a bit more. And the messenger is a man who is supposed to be the president of the United States, is the president of the United States. And you're wondering, is the 25th Amendment going to come into play here? Wait a second. Well, hold on. That means what they were saying about President Trump. And obviously, we saw President Trump in the way of debunking these cases that he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and wasn't up to the job mentally. What we saw was a man who executed policies that were able to enhance our freedom and growth. Not that I'm a big fan of some of the stuff President Trump, his behavior and the like. I'm not. But I'm telling you, when you have that and you're accused, you start coming in and you are going to take this country from President Obama, who had the worst economic growth. You have to go back to Carter than any other president. And you come in and we see that a mainstream media is not covering things, not giving stories their due. And this is the man who brings it front and center. And then he's accused of being nuts or incapable of holding the office of president of the United States. And it seems to me that we once again have a thing called projection with the likes of the Democratic Party, because that's exactly what they're worried about with President Biden. Make no mistake. That's why he was off 5 days, taking his naps, getting super prepped. And it's also why, even when he is really well rested and tan, the messenger is not holding up to scrutiny. And America has lost confidence in his ability to lead the country, not only because of his failures. Remember, President Obama had a ton of failure throughout his presidency. How did he do it? Communicating, riling his base, and lying. General Motors is alive. Al-Qaeda's on the run. Remember that one? And we saw the Islamic State. We saw the pullout. Wait a second. He pulled out, and the Islamic State grew and branched off. I'm seeing parallels here. I really am. So you had this just absolutely despicable group that grew out of Al-Qaeda because we withdrew. They lied about the fact we withdrew from Iraq and coming in saying, wait a second, we had to, they would not tolerate troops in their country when we could have given them diplomatic status. It's another story altogether, but it was another lie. That's why I say somebody lies. I'm going to back it up. I'm going to say, that's not true. Much like the racial narrative in this country when it comes to police. It's not true. And go back to the foundation of it. Gee, hands up, don't shoot. So the things that we are seeing today are a function of a press that has not held people to account on their policies and has not recognized, or at least to the degree of success, the policies that have worked. Crane Durham sitting in for Larry Connors. Larry Connors, USA.
I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice. You have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned. So you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise. And keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go. Real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I often see empty shells being shown on television. 89% are full.
There you go. It's wonderful. You go back and you look at the data about the shelves, and Mark Perry over Carpe Diem gives you a lot of great information when it comes to prices and inflation. And there is another place where I believe in that same blog, he will give you the precise breakdown of the shelves being empty up to 15%. It's been 10 to 12%. And on certain items, 15%. But this man is denying reality, and that's a problem. I don't believe the polls. Yeah, it's a problem. And it's something along the lines of, I have a moment where President Biden is giving an answer and he seems to tail off and go into some other on some other tangent. And that would be fine if he were making sense, but he's not. And that is why the poll I referred to earlier, Politico Morning Consult, found that 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed the statement. So that was said in the press conference yesterday and cited. And there is a reason for that. It is not to be rude to our president. Listen, I mocked Joe Biden. I know, I shouldn't mock. Proverbs. The idea that Joe Biden is a human gaffe machine is not a new concept here. And I would joke about it. And I would play the clips. And we certainly could do that to a lot of Republicans. I know we already do. But the point of this, and boil it all down, is America has lost confidence in our president. And his approval rating, we saw the 14-point swing with Democrats, Republicans, the largest one that we've ever witnessed since the poll began, by the way, in the shift of a plus five from a plus five for Republicans viewing favorably versus Democrats being up plus nine, the 14-point shift I'm referencing. Now, the point of this is to say that, no, you're not taking crazy pills. There is something very wrong in this country. And yesterday we saw a man who is going to face these challenges, or ostensibly has been facing these challenges, and he's not up to the task. And I believe if we had a prime minister and a vote of no confidence, I think he would lose that vote. But the presidency is 4 years. Okay, well, you're going to try the same thing over and over again and expect a different result? I mean, how many people have to die? How many illegal aliens have to cross the border? Oh, Crane, you're mean. You're mean because you refer to them as illegal aliens. I understand why they're coming. I empathize. I sympathize with their position, certainly. I know why you want to come to America. But I also know why somebody would make that statement about that particular topic in response, because they can't handle the truth. Fixing problems. That's what we're trying to do. Larry Connors, USA.
LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota has the perfect new or pre-owned car for you, but Jay Ackerman also has a mission to help charities that make a difference. Ackerman Toyota supports food banks, veterans groups, head injury victims, charities battling cancer. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
When I heard that, it was actually, I was going back to my day-to-day career, which is teaching tennis. First off, welcome back, Larry Connors, USA, Crane Durham, guest hosting. Privilege and honor, as always, to guest host for a man that I've always respected and looked up to, quite frankly. As corny as that sounds, it's true. Oh, it's true. So we have been talking about President Biden's press conference and what was happening. And my meta points on this is, we're getting the same policies, same failures. We just have a different messenger, and he's gone further to the left. So more of what does not work. And that is to say that when people are saying they don't want President Biden to succeed, or there's something sinister in that, I think a good reading of that would be his policies have never succeeded. So if you implement them, America will fail. That is how you interpret the person who you want to fail. I remember I said, I want President Obama to succeed. But 2 plus 2 is not going to equal 5. It's just not going to happen. And there is a cost to that. It's not a mere math equation. It's human life. Which brings me to what President Biden was referencing. I was speaking specifically to Americans, American life, and the impact, crime, immigration, and the pullout in Afghanistan. And it's interesting because we have a report regarding that pullout. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, John Sopko, gave a report about the pullout of Afghanistan. And in the report, he is speaking to the fact that President Biden was warned what was going to happen happened. Now, we're going to touch on this in the next hour, or excuse me, yeah, the following hour. But I just want to reference this point and carry it on over, if I could, to what is taking place right now in the Ukraine and on their border and Russia and how they interpret things. And you could apply it to China, too, but go down the line. President Biden spoke to an incursion of certain places, mainly what Vladimir Putin is targeting are people who are Russian and claim that as their heritage, thus making it easier to become a part of Russia and break off from the Ukraine, taking the country piecemeal, but maybe all the way, because he did speak to the chances of an invasion and who would win that invasion. Yeah, he did. President Biden did, our president, not some college professor sitting there pontificating in the teacher's lounge or folks sitting over a dinner talking with their family or a think tank debating the issue. No, this is the president just going off on, yeah, they'll win. And he spoke to a limited incursion. I think I added the modifier of limited, but the idea that it would be a limited incursion and we would almost seem to be okay with that. We wanted to give that a green light. And that was the question people had for President Biden. Back to, I'm listening to this. About to go back on the court where I work at a wonderful club, a family business, Forest Lake, where I teach tennis. And I will tell you that when I heard this, it almost made me late because I did a double take. I said, wait a second, did he just green light? He is speaking as the president of the United States. I think he is giving up, sending the signal, hey, you could take a piece. And you can win the whole thing, but you will have a consequence if you take the whole thing. And if you try to take a piece, there are consequences. But he was speaking in a way that was setting up Putin to say, we can get by with this. Now, it's not just me. It's not just me who sits there and looks at through the lens of conservatism and history and common sense. No, it's not just me. And I'm not patting myself on the butt back. Again, it doesn't take a IQ above room temperature to understand that this, these policies, weakness invites aggression. And so in this particular clip, the president, as he has been quoted by journalists responding to the statement that he just made. Roll it.
You've spoken exclusively with Ukrainian official about Biden's comments. What did they tell you? Well, I mean, to say, Aaron, that they were displeased when they heard those comments would be an understatement. One of the officials that I spoke to said that he was shocked when he heard President Biden draw a distinction between an incursion and an invasion, and to suggest that if there was some kind of minor incursion into Ukrainian territory, then that would be treated differently and elicit lesser sanctions than a major invasion. It's not the kind of nuance we've heard before. It's certainly something Ukrainian officials say they've never heard spelled that to them, although I understand it's that kind of sliding scale of sanctions depending on the seriousness of the Russian action that's being discussed privately.
President Biden also undermined his credibility when he made the statement about a nuclear power invading a foreign country since World War II. And here is cut number 9 of here's the statement.
Of course you have to be concerned when you have, you know, a nuclear power invading. If he invades, it hasn't happened since World War II. This is the most consequential thing that's happened in the world in terms of war and peace since World War II.
So he forgot about his time as vice president. Again, there's not going to be a lot of confidence there. That's not a hard one to remember, okay? Unless it wasn't a big deal to you, and then maybe it was hard to remember. It really didn't matter. Now, I know we've had the talks, and I think they're the Minsk Accords, but there were penalties, and an attempt to resolve the situation, but the resolutions turned out to be, yeah, Russia stayed. And we've seen Vladimir Putin, who is a psychopathic dictator, a murderer. He goes out. Vladimir Putin works this way. And I invite you to read Winter is Coming. I know it's by Garry Kasparov, but the point is it goes into the psyche of Vladimir Putin. And President Biden did that too throughout the press conference, during the press conference. So here's the big takeaway from this. He is projecting weakness. He is most proud, seemingly, of a withdrawal that was catastrophic and continues to be, leaving Americans and those who have helped us, our allies, behind. Disgusting. That invites aggression, historically, as we've seen that. And he's the commander in chief. So, again, these policies have not worked. You can't sell them. When it comes to negotiations, you're only as strong as the credibility you have of the threats that you make or the responses and the action that you say you're going to take. And what we're seeing right now is President Vladimir Putin is licking his chops. That's not good. It's not good, and it will impact us. I realize, accordingly, that this is foreign policy, and so maybe it's not hitting home. But eventually it does, because there is a body count. Crane Durham, in for Larry Connors. And this is Larry Connors USA. We'll be right back.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Larry Connors USA. Crane Durham. Guest hosting today and tomorrow. And what we've been hitting throughout the hour is a theme that the policies have gone more left, but it's not going to change their ability to succeed. We have a failing president and a president that is losing confidence of a good portion of the American people. Questioning his mental fitness, 49%. Questioning his mental fitness. This is not an issue, though, of fitness. It plays in. As we've been discussing, the comments about the Ukraine, the sanctions, what could happen, what will happen, psychoanalyzing Vladimir Putin. And many of you are sitting there, maybe you're a little shocked at the harsh description of the man, but he's just perfectly awful. And his goal is to reconstitute the former Soviet Union. Ideologically, we don't even have the discussion much anymore that we had during the Cold War, which compared the systems and the results. And then we went away from it, and seemingly we've forgotten it because we're instituting policies that put us into an economic system of socialism, inevitably could become and welcome the political system of communism. So not a good thing. Not good. Again, doesn't take much to win a debate about America being the greatest country in the world. Oh, Crane, we've made mistakes. Yes, we have, and we've done our dirty laundry in public. But it's amazing how many people who criticize this great country of ours and say it is a bastion of racism. Speaking of racism, I am going to get to the voting rights issue and the legislation and the ending of the filibuster, or the attempt to end the filibuster, and how that all plays out. And being compared to Bull Connor, if I don't agree with or I agree with going back to 2018 standards, which Democrats won, by the way. And they are the very people saying how awful the system is. And they want to take the temporary and ones that are, when it comes to elections, dubious. They want to put those in permanently. And the bottom line is it's lack of accountability. And how will they sell this deal? How do you sell a deal where you are basically demonizing photo IDs, knowing that you have photo IDs to get in places and now we have to show our papers if we've been vaccinated or not? I don't have papers because I haven't been. Point is this. And if you want to get vaccinated, bless your heart, go. That's your thing. And if you don't, that's your thing. We'll talk about that next hour, too. But we'll talk about how things are being sold to us, because if the policies don't work, Crane, why isn't it easy for people that are conservative who cite history and bring policies in or support policies that do work and actually enhance our lives and our freedom? How on earth do they lose elections? Personalities. False narratives. Go right down the line. And when it comes to what we are seeing in the issue of the Voting Rights Act, today's Voting Rights Act, the selling of it is, if you disagree with me, I'm going to demonize you. And President Biden was called out, and he got a little angry, a little frustrated. I said I didn't really get upset. I did. I did get upset at that. That really ticked me off, because he was, in essence, saying, if you don't support this, you're compared to somebody who embraced racial superiority and split our country in order to do that, and that would be Jefferson Davis. And I got to tell you, that makes me sick to my stomach when you make those hysterical charges. I don't take them, but I know what you're doing to the country. You're racializing every issue, and you're doing it in a way that's not honest. You're demagoguing. And so you go forward with that and you split the country, and then you have the answer to what I just said. The question I ask, why is it that if people support policies that have historically worked and are consistent and congruent with the Constitution, how on earth do they not win? Yeah, because the issue is never the issue. Crane Durham sitting in for Larry Connors, Larry Connors USA. It's great to be here. And I look forward to talking with you on the flip side. Larry Connors, USA.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.